Well, Father, we love you. We honor you. We extol your greatness, my King. We are grateful for the best gift that you gave us, your best gift, your Son. Thank you so much for our Lord and our Savior. We are grateful that we can get up on this call. We got up today. So we thank you for all that you've done, all that you are doing, all that you will continue to do. Thank you for the founders of this call. Thank you for the Diaz de Leon family. Thank you for the family members of this call. Thank you for the woman of God that's coming forward on this call and bringing us an awesome word. We love you. You are the Most High God. You are God all by yourself, and we are so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We love you. We honor you in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, Master's Call family, I'm so glad you're here with us on this grateful, grateful Friday. I am going to turn the call over to our host. Host, are you there?
Good morning, Minister Robin. Can you hear me?
I can, Minister Rebecca. It's all yours. I love you, precious. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, and thank you for greeting us this morning and starting our day with that powerful prayer and that powerful tag. It's always a joy to hear your voice on this call. Hello, my TMC family. I am Rebecca Thomas, listening along with you from sunny Snellville, Georgia. And it's a Jesus joy to tell you about this call, the Master's Call, which was founded over 6 years ago in October of 2010 by our wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Patton, who we call Miss Super Duper Fantastic, and Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, who we affectionately call our Mother Eagle. We stand on the scripture coming from Psalms 88:13, and that says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that website is www.themasterscall.net. I repeat, that website again is www.themasterscall.net. And here, all of our messages have been archived on this site, as well as all of the bios of our speakers. Our theme for the year is God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Now, if the Lord is leading you to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as what wonderful Minister Robin did this morning, or as a host, such as what I'm doing this morning, or if you have it in your heart to share a word from the Lord, or maybe you have a prayer request and or a praise report, you could email all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that email address is info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, we all were knitted together through a God-ordained health and wellness company called Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. We are now called Artist Life, but we're still featuring the best health and wellness products on this side of heaven to help the world become healthier. We have a new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday right after this call. And this is where you can listen to a team of artist leaders give vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And today on that call is Motivational Friday. But we also have our own Motivational Friday right after this call where you can share your praise reports and your prayer requests. And now, if you are having any issues with connecting to the call free of charge, the bridge number is 857-957-1147. See you at our next Artists United conference held in September of 2017, September 22nd, 23rd, in Las Vegas, Nevada. And now, the speaker that we have been waiting for, we have on the line for you, is our wonderful Minister Ada Grace. And Minister Ada Grace is a humbled servant of God. She resides in Brooklyn, New York, with her husband, Doug. Ada is under the leadership of Pastor Charles O. Galbraith at Clarendon Road Church in Brooklyn, New York. Minister Ada is a mother and grandmother who believes that she has the assignment to spend hours in prayer. She co-founded a ministry, Women for the Cross, a ministry dedicated to helping women deal with their issues, their concerns, and how to serve the Lord. Minister Ada is a teacher of the Word of God, and Minister Ada wants you to read the Word, study the Word, believe the Word, apply the Word, and live the Word. And so, without further ado, Minister Ada, are you on the line with us this morning?
I am here, Minister Rebecca. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Well, praise God for you, Minister Rebecca. You are just remarkable, enthusiastic, beautiful, and an awesome servant of God. We so thank you for hosting the call today on Friday. As you all know, today we have part one and part two of our call. So if you are going through something or you have a praise report, what an encouragement to us when we can share our praise reports of what God is doing in our lives. So I greet you here from Brooklyn. Good morning. And I want to say a special blessing of thank you and thanksgiving to the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. Well, there is a word from the Lord this morning, and it seems like it's been coming to me in series, so I don't know if this, I'm not going to rush through this, it's too important. And so if I was to title my message this morning, it would be The Power of Knowing How to Wait. Would you be so kind as I prepare myself for what God has given me this morning, early this morning, for me to give to you and to give to us? Turn with me to the division of the 27th Psalm. Yes, we're talking about the power of knowing how to. See this instant gratification, and we even have a garment that will take you down in two to three dress sizes in 10 minutes. Some of us, there are times when we have to wait on the Lord. Let me pray. Father God, I thank you for once again an opportunity to come and speak to these, your people. I don't take it lightly. I consider it an honor and a privilege. And so now it's not about me. I'm not the issue. I'm not the concern. I step down and step back and allow your Holy Spirit to come and speak to me, speak through me, what's your word. None of me, all of you. I love you, Lord. I bless your name. And I thank you for giving me the opportunity to be your humble servant this morning to give to these people your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, many of you may know that I grew up in a restaurant family. And so waiting on the food to get prepared to serve, waiting is a part of our lives. I don't know, there aren't too many things that when you go to the grocery store, you have to wait in line. there are times when you, if you interview for a specific position or job, you have to wait for an interview. And then once you get an interview, you got to wait to see if you got the job or not. So waiting is something that for some of us, we've learned how to do well. I know that for myself, it's something that I understand there is a process of waiting on God. Our theme this year in 2017, by faith, God is manifesting our goals and dreams. Well, what do we do while we're waiting on God to manifest those goals and dreams? Well, I pray that this message will bless you as it has blessed me. Let's read the 27th Psalm in its entirety, but my key verse is really at the end, but I think it's important to read the whole psalm written by King David, who knew something about waiting and on God. Let's read together. I'm reading now the New International Version, the division of Psalm 27. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, and my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then I will be confident. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, hallelujah, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he will keep me safe in his dwelling. He will hide me in the shelter. Rock, glory to God. Then my head will be exalted above the enemies who surround me. At his tabernacle will I sacrifice with shouts of joy. I will sing and make music to the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hear my voice when I call, O Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek his face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my helper. Do not reject me or forsake me, O God, my Savior. Though my father and mother forsake me, the Lord will receive me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Teach me your way, O Lord. Lead me in a straight path. Because of my oppressors, do not turn me over to the desires of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. I am still confident, right where you are. Say, I am still confident. I am still confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Amen. I have been reading Minister Kai's book, When God Births a Ministry. And I encourage you to get this book because it is powerful. It's a short book, but a powerful book. And I want to share with you what she says about waiting. Our ability to wait on God's perfect timing reveals to God the love that we have for him. We reflect God's love as we diligently wait from him to bring about his timing. Our waiting does not mean that we do nothing. It does mean that we take our cues as to what to do and when to do them from God. Amen, somebody. Now we're going to look at a brother in Scripture. It is possible that I get through this in one time, but if not, it's an important, and I want to always end on time, especially on Friday, because today is about being there for you, to pray for you, to pray with you. There is someone on the line who is going through some trials and tribulations and some difficult, is in a difficult season. And is waiting for the dreams and manifestation of God to show up and show out in your life, I encourage you to remain on the line so that we can pray for you. Now I want you to turn to Genesis, the book of Genesis with the 29th chapter. And we're going to begin at the verse 10, but let me give you a background. We're going to be looking at Jacob today. Jacob was Abraham's grandson. And if you read a little bit about Jacob, and I always like to give homework assignments, especially since it's the weekend, you'll want to go back a couple of chapters and read about Jacob, because Jacob was something else. He stole his brother's birthright. He was in trickery with his mother. And when you read about the early families in Scripture, you see that there's nothing new under the sun. So much of what we're dealing with, especially if you're a parent on the line, sibling rivalry, jealousy, envy, favoritism by a parent, it's nothing new under the sun. You will find it. So let's pick up the story with Jacob. Genesis 29, starting with the 10th verse. When Jacob saw Rachel, daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and Laban's sheep, he went over and rolled the stone away from the mouth of the well and watered his uncle's sheep. Then Jacob kissed Rachel and began to weep out loud. He had told Rachel that he was a relative of her father and a son of Rebekah. So she ran and told her father. And as soon as Laban heard the news about Jacob, his sister's son, he hurried to meet him. He embraced him and kissed him and brought him in his home. And there Jacob told him all these things. Then Laban said to him, "You are flesh, you are my own flesh and blood." And after Jacob had stayed with them for a whole month, Laban said to him, "Just because you are a relative of mine, should you work for me for nothing? Tell me what are your wages should be." Now Laban had two daughters, and the name of the older one was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah had weak eyes, but Rachel was lovely in form and beautiful. Let me stop right there. So what is happening, Jacob has left his homeland for some of the deeds that he, bad deeds that he had done. So he had went away, and it was customary in this time and that you want to find relatives of your tribe. You want to find your people. And so he is elated and excited, and he finds Rachel, and he hugs, embraces her, and kisses her, and so excited that he has found his family. And so he is having this conversation about Laban. Okay, let us continue. So Leah had weak eyes, and Rachel was lovely in form and beautiful. Jacob was in love with Rachel and said, "I'll work for you for 7 years in return for your younger daughter, Rachel. Laban said, "It's better that I give her to you than some other man. Stay here with me." So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seem like only a few days to him because of his love for her. Oh, let me speak to the brothers for a moment today. Do you remember when you saw her? Do you remember what was going through your mind, what was going through your spirit when you saw her, when you gazed upon her? It is so funny and comical to hear Doug give a description of when he first saw me on the Amtrak train several years ago. We've been married coming up on our 5th year anniversary, but it's so comical to me because I have heard the brothers say that when they see her and they know that she is the one, they know it. They are confident. They can tell that she is the one. They may have had some other chicks or some other women before, but when the one, the one that is going to make him, that he is going to propose to, they know. And so let's continue in our story here. So he said to have her, it was going to take 7 years. 7 years. That always amazes me. Let me find my place. Excuse me. Okay, so let's pick up in 19. Laban said, I read that part. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, stay here with me. So Jacob served 7 years to get Rachel, but they seemed like only a few days to him because of his love for her. Then Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife. My time is completed, and I want to lie with her. So Laban brought together all the people of the place and gave a feast. But when evening came, he took his daughter Leah and gave her to Jacob. And Jacob lay with her. And Laban gave his servant girl Zilpah to his daughter as her maidservant. And when morning came, there was Leah. So Jacob said to Laban, what is this you have done to me? I served you for Rachel, didn't I? Why have you deceived me? I'm going to stop right there. We're going to pick up here. But one thing I love about the word of God is clear. What goes around comes around. And we're going to finish this story, but you're going to see that when Jacob made up in his mind what he desired, what he wanted, he was willing to work. And so the answer to the question that I presented to you this at the beginning of my presentation is, what do you do when you are waiting on the dreams and visions to manifest? You work. Amen. You work, you serve, you pray, you believe God, that it shall come to pass. We're going to pick this back up when I come back to you later in this month. I believe there's another time that I'll get a chance to minister. So in my closing, I just want to say that the power of knowing how to wait is not to be discouraged while you're waiting, but to serve joyfully, to serve with the goal in mind, with what the reward is going to be of your labor. And for the sake of time, I'm going to turn the call back over to Minister Rebecca, and then I will be introducing you to the great leader that's going to take over part two. Minister Rebecca, come on back, sweetheart.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Ada, for that profound word on waiting on God. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Also, today is Friday, so we will be continuing with part two of our call where we get to share your prayer requests and or your praise reports. And one of our co-founders, Dr. and Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, will be facilitating this second part, and you will hear her voice right after the benediction. TMC family, let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and we just honor you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your wonderful blessings, Lord. We thank you that we can gaze upon the beauty of you, Lord, and see your face, King Jesus. And we just thank you for blessing us with this call and for the speaker, Minister Ada Grace, Lord. Thank you for doing exceedingly above all that she can ask for or imagine, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for giving her your full blessings, adding no sorrow to it, Lord, for her family, for her marriage, for her community, for everything, Lord, that she puts her hand on, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for our Dr. PK and our Dr. Vanessa, Lord, and for our Artist Life family, Lord, and the Diaz de Leon family and the Kings of Artists, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that we can be confident that we will see the goodness of the Lord here in the land of the living, Lord. And we also, Lord, lift up our family members who are going through any kind of sickness, Lord, and we trust you, Lord, for bringing your complete and total healing to them, Lord. And we also lift up our bereaved families, Father God, to you, and we just thank you for comforting them and bringing your peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord, we thank you for our TMC family and for the body of Christ. Lord, continue to cover us and give us your kingdom strategies, Lord, so that we can do your will here on this earth as you have it written in heaven. And we love you, and we pray all of this in King Jesus' name. Amen. Also, to hear the playback of this powerful message, you can call 712-432-1085, and we have the same PIN number, 957-677-pound. And you can hear that all weekend. I definitely will be listening in, and I also can't wait to hear the second part of it. Also, the new morning motivational call is next. And you know that phone number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is 294-617-pound. And you don't want to miss that. Our guest speaker there is our very own president, Alejandro Diaz de Leon. Thank you again, Minister Robin, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. Minister Ada, thank you once again for that powerful message this morning. Will you close us with the benediction?
Amen. The benediction of part one. Yes, thank you, Minister Rebecca, for hosting the call. You do a great job. Thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting and seating us and opening us with prayer. So love and appreciate you, beautiful. You're just an amazing, amazing woman. I'm going to close out part one and then bring Dr. Pastor Vanessa on. To him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ, our Lord, before all ages, now and forevermore. Amen. I pray that if you're going through something right now, that you will remain on the line so that we can pray for you. And if God has done something amazing and awesome in your life, will you share it with us through a praise report? Now it is my privilege and honor to bring on the line an awesome woman of God, a woman of excellence. She is affectionately called our Mother Eagle, and we love and appreciate her. So at this time, it's my privilege, honor, and pleasure to bring to the front of the line none other than Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon from Prairie View, Texas. Dr. V, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, woman of God. Thank you
good
for
morning.
That awesome word this morning, Minister Ada Grace from Brooklyn, New York. I tell you, that topic is one that's always hard to swallow. Those four-letter words of weight are so important that we do look forward to the continuation of this series. We so appreciate all that you do for our TMC family, and for our Artist Life family, and for the body of Christ. A big thanks to Minister Rebecca in Snailville, Georgia. Thank you for hosting our call today. Love and appreciate you and the girls and Michael. You are such an integral part of what we do here each and every day on the Master's Call. And a big thanks to Minister Robin up in New Jersey. Thank you for hosting, greeting, and seating. Even while she's working on her vocational job, so busy, she always takes the time, makes the time to make the deposit of love in us. And we thank you, Minister Robin Wilson. I tell you, we are so blessed here at the Master's Call for such a beautiful array of women and men of God who give of themselves each and every day for you. So on behalf of our co-founder, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, and myself, we consider it an honor to serve. And as I have just been before the Lord, just really pressing in these last couple of weeks, I'm just awed by how God has been so faithful. Yesterday, many of you know, we celebrated 44 years that our founders, Antonio and Armenia Diaz de Leon, have been married. And this next month will be 27 years that they have started and been a part of our artist life. And so we are just celebrating and reflecting on the goodness of God, that he always has called this a Christian health and wellness company based on faith, family, lifestyle, and now legacy. So we are grateful for that word that reminded us as we wait through time. We have work to do as we're on our way, as we're pressing for our prizes in our lives, in our circles of influence. We know that we come this far by faith. So I'm just excited and looking forward to hopping on the other call after we pray and petition and celebrate here as we hear from our legacy founder now, Alejandre Diaz de Leon. But this morning, right now, in this space and time, since October 25th, 2010, when we had our very first call of the Master's Call, we have made it incumbent every Friday to stop and make the time and take the time for your prayer requests, for your so that we can hear from you. It's an honor to feed you a fresh manna every day, to feed you the word of God out of the throne room of heaven. But we always want to take the time because we understand the power of prayer, the power of petitioning our God, the power of prayer of activating the heavens, announcing to the atmosphere, thus saith the word of God. So if you have a prayer request, if you have a praise report, we definitely want to hear the praise report so that it encourages the hearts of others so that they know if God would do it for you, he would do it for them. Because our God, Acts 10:34 tells us he is what? No respecter of persons. That if he did it for you, he'll do it for me. And as we remember, always in leaning on the word that he said in Hebrews 13, that eighth verse, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we're here ready to bombard heaven with thus saith the word of God on your behalf. Our first caller in the queue comes from Florida. Good morning, Miss Eleanor. Welcome to the Master's Call.
Good morning, TMC family. Good morning, good morning. Thank you so very much. I have a prayer request. That CAT scan about 2 weeks ago, I asked everyone to pray about. Well, I got the results, and the results were that my lungs were collapsing, and I need some prayer. I've called my team leader, Miss Brenda Terrell, and I said, Brenda, didn't they go over breathing? And she looked it up, and I have been exercising and breathing deeply. And so I just want everyone to pray that I keep it up and do it all it mean, so I will not just pass out. I kept wondering why was I so weak, and I guess that's what it was. For those that don't know, I'm in a wheelchair, and I guess from sitting so long, that has taken my strength and has weakened my diaphragm. So I've got to learn to get out of this wheelchair and do something. I'm open for any suggestions to get strong again. But that's my prayer request, that my lungs will get stronger, and whatever I need to do to strengthen it, I am open for suggestions. And thank you so much for taking this prayer request.
Oh, we are honored to take it, and we will definitely be praying for God to download into you his wisdom, his strategies for how, because that's nothing to God. A collapsed lung is nothing to him, and we will pray in unison with you. All righty, if there are any other prayer requests, as always, we're praying for the Artists United upcoming conference that begins in Las Vegas at the Monte Carlo Hotel, September 22nd through 24th. We want to pray and just literally activate the heavens for traveling mercies, for finances, for time off, for arrangements made so people can go freely and enjoy themselves, and for everything to be what it's supposed to be at the hotel, and that the atmosphere be activated with the presence of God, that the workshops, the training, all goes well, the workshop leaders come prepared, powerful, purposeful. All that we have to cover in prayer, the audio equipment, that everything goes correctly. And then we're praying for that awesome Sunday service, praying for Las Vegas's own, our Pastor LaVonna Lewis, who has been with this call since the very beginning, and God definitely put it on our hearts to have her be our speaker when we come into her city in September. So we are praying for her right now. And those of you who definitely will be going, let us know. For some reason, our GoDaddy account is really fighting us, and some of you have been letting me know sometimes the messages error back on you. So if you want to send just in the interim to our old email, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com. You have to put the on there, T-H-E, mastersmorningcall@gmail.com. We can get some messages there. We want to know who's going to be coming and be there, because we definitely want to have a phenomenal anointed church service, have church, as the old saints would say. But we're praying about that. We're praying for our leaders, our founders, the leadership teams. We're praying for all of us to make those goals so that we will be definitely in place for walking across that stage. So we have to pray that we'll do our part and then watch God do his. I get in the text from Minister Ada. She didn't come in the queue. She said, Mother Blackwell, you should be doing deep breathing through her nose and exhale through your mouth. Physical therapy at home should be going on in his name. So, Mother, I'm going to give Miss Ada your number and then let her reach out to you, because we're going to do the praying part. But if there are some practical things that we can do, we want to do that too. So thank you for that text that we received from her. All righty, we have also our songbird just hopped in the queue. Good morning, good morning, Miss Tiffany. Welcome to our Friday Master's Call time of prayer.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa, and to Dr. PK, and to my TMC family. I just wanted to get on the line and publicly thank each and every single one of you for keeping Kaylon and I in prayer. These last few weeks have been pretty challenging, not physically, but just, you know, things happening. So you guys saw I posted that Kaylon had a dislocated shoulder while we were in Vegas. Me, I came back from Vegas with both my shoulders, the right and the left, having some shoulder impingement. But, you know, thank God for Artist Life products, and thank God that we are already healed. And so I tell each one of you, whatever the doctor says, they can say it. That may be the situation right there that they see. But one thing that we know for sure is that we are healed by the blood of Jesus. And so I say, speak over yourself. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Speak over yourself. Claim and declare and decree your healing every day. And walk in a divine healing and anointing of God. So I stand here today to say that we are healed and we are whole in the name of Jesus. But I thank you. I love each and every single one of you. I pray that the favor, the blessings, and the increase of God will be upon you. And I look forward to seeing each one of you in Las Vegas in September of 2017. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for allowing me to share.
Thank you. We love those kind of praise reports, and we're so glad to hear it and to stand in agreement with you for continued and even better than before. Amen, amen. Is there anyone else who has a prayer request or a praise report? Star 6, then 1, and it'll bring you into the queue. Because if not, we will go into our time of intercession. So glad to see so many folks on the board, folks I hadn't seen in a while, and South Carolina, Miss J, and just others that we just love seeing you, praying for you. And God is so, so faithful. All right, well, we're going to go on and go into our time of prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you, Daddy God, for all you've done. Oh, we are so grateful for what you're doing. And yet with that spirit of expectation and anticipation, we look forward to what you will do. Spirit of the living God, we ask for you to just continue to download your presence and your power into our lives individually and corporately. We thank you that we know to lean and depend and trust only in you. Father, we go to your word that tells us to keep our eyes focused on the hills from which cometh our help, because all of our help, Father, we know comes from you. We know according to your word that greater is he that's in us. You, Holy Spirit, Paraclete, are greater in us than any demonic attack in the word, in the world, according to 1 John 4:4. We thank you, Father, that you told us every day to put on our armor of God in Ephesians 6, because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. We thank you that we come because we know your word, and as we speak to the heavens, as we decree and declare to the atmosphere, as we denounce and deny the enemy any victory, we thank you that we have a peace that surpasses all of our understanding. We have a joy in our heart that is our strength. We have a focused faith to know we walk by faith and not by sight. And all this morning, you reminded us that those who wait upon the Lord, you are renewing us, restoring us, reviving and refreshing us. So we come to you, Father God, knowing in this time of intercession that you told us in Deuteronomy 32, that 30th verse, that one could put 1,000 to flight, but two, and God, it's way more than two on this line, could put 10,000 to fight. So we release our ministry angels. We release the word of God to go forth in great wonder and power. And we thank you, Father, by the authority you've given us in the word. And we speak over ourselves your blessings, your favor, your healing. We thank you. We send the word to Brooklyn, New York, and ask you to continue to pour virtue into our mouthpiece who brought such a timely prophetic message today. Someone needed to be reminded that waiting is a part of the process, and how to wait as we glorify you, that it's not about doing anything. It's not about just casting off all restraint. It's about a strategy from heaven to prepare as we go through our process. I thank you for Minister Ada. Continue to stir up the gifts of God inside of her. Continue to revelate words out of the very throne room of God. Thank you for this season in her life. She is definitely preparing her spirit, her body, her mind, and as she heads toward school this fall, seminary, to break the bread of life even in a deeper way. Oh, Father, continue to go before her, making the crooked pathway straight. We thank you as we praise your restoration even of her husband and his job and all you do in his life and their home and their marriage and with their artist business. We say thank you, Father God. Oh, Father, we just thank you for our founders, 44 years of marriage, of unity, and as you downloaded the concept, the strategy of artists 27 years ago. I thank you for their faithfulness, their consistency, their perseverance, their determination to carry it on through these years. And even as the baton's been passed to Alejandre, that legacy and in the field, the distributors, each and every one of us, we decree this is a billion-dollar company that is helping lives, saving lives, improving the quality of life, becoming a model of Christianity in the marketplace. We cover them, bless them today, bring them special joys and just the overflow of what they've deposited in so many of us throughout the years. Now, Father, we thank you for each listener on this line and those as they are preparing their hearts for Artists United. Go before us and bring in the finances, bring in the time off. We're already decreeing and declaring the traveling mercies. We're already calling the Monte Carlo your place, your venue, where your presence will rule and reign, even in the midst of the strip of Las Vegas. God, we are everywhere, so we thank you that we're already sending the word that every speaker, every presenter, all of our time together will be a time of edification as we glorify you. We're already sending the word that you're downloading into Pastor Lavanya that will set the captives free, that will stir up and encourage our hearts, and your revelation power will flow. Your miracle signs and wonders will be evident. We already are speaking to the atmosphere. Ah, that your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives. Now we send the word of healing to our dear mother Eleanor. Collapsed lungs is a name, and it has to bow to the name of Jesus. We speak breathing normal, breathing restored, breathing better than before, strength to her body. Oh, Father, I thank you for her love of life, her love for you. And Father, yes, that she will come out of that wheelchair permanently. We speak your Jehovah Rapha healing virtue like never before in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, we just thank you that as she gets information, as she gets all that she needs, that you will have your way in her life. And Father, we thank you for Miss Tiffany for that praise report about Kalon. And we just thank you that we continue to speak the shoulder completely and totally healed and whole. We continue to send the Jehovah Rapha virtue, Father, for a mother who just so faithfully, consistently, tirelessly gives of herself to pour into her child. We just thank you for restoration, rejuvenation, strength, rest in her body. We just thank you that you're bringing all things together for your glory and their good in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we just thank you for the spoken request and the unspoken prayer requests that are on this line today. You know, and we know that you hear and answer our prayers. So Spirit of the Living God, we just thank you, thank you, thank you. Hearts of gratitude, hearts of appreciation, hearts of preparation, hearts of determination, hearts standing firmly focused on your word, We are your glory carriers that are your ministers in the marketplace, that as the glory of God is being revealed in us and through us, we draw others to you. So we thank you that Artist Life has been the thread, the tool that you've used to unite us, to bind our hearts together, to connect us at the hips for purpose. And that as we continue to do the kingdom building, as the Master's call continues to be the platform and the place where a clear clarion word will always go forth, where prayers for the righteous and of the righteous will always be decreed and declared. Oh, let your anointing continue to destroy every yoke. And set us free to be all you've anointed and called us to be. Now, Father, I just thank you on this faithful Friday as we go from this call, but absolutely never from your presence. I thank you that you remind us that you've been a faithful God. We're in the 8th month of this year, and you carried us through many dangers, seen and unseen. We're in the 8th month, a new beginning for many of us, to learn the right lessons from what we've lived through this year and be focused and faithful and surrendered and sensitive to your voice, to your will, and to do it your way. We thank you that your hand is clearly upon this company. And now I speak individually and decree your word over every listener on this line. Absolutely no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And as you said in Isaiah 54, the end of that 17th verse said, and everyone, if they put their mouth on us, you shall put them to shame. You will intervene for us. I thank you that the blood edge of protection is around us. Now, in 2017, by faith in you, faith that's confident expectation, faith that has the spirit of hope flowing through it, faith that looks beyond our situations and looks to the cross, faith that is rooted and grounded in your word. God, you are manifesting our goals and our dreams because they're based on your word, and we'll be sensitive to do it your way. So I speak to Jehovah Nissi, victory over our lives, decreeing and declaring as we do our part, as we press, as we go through the process, as we stay in your presence. You said in Ephesians 3:20, then you would do that exceedingly, abundantly, above more than we could ever ask or think. So we seal this time of prayer and intercession, and going out glorifying you, going out speaking, decreeing, and declaring your kingdom come, your will be done in our lives. Going out with a sensitive heart and a boldness in our mouths with the message that you, Jesus, are Lord, and that these products are the best products on this side of heaven, and that we are grateful that you've put us in a family, in a community of faith, in a marketplace for us to minister. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Have a blessed day and a blessed weekend, and I look forward to hearing many of you all on the morning motivational call. Blessings. Bye-bye.